USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lorenzo Johnson has been charged in connection with the shooting of two Louisville police officers on Wednesday night. An arrest report shows Johnson was charged with 14 counts of wanton endangerment and 2 counts of assault. Louisville's interim police chief Robert Schroeder with an update on the officers.
Officer Robinson Desroches was shot in the abdomen last night, having to undergo surgery. He is in stable condition and expected to recover. Officer Desroches joined the department in March of 2019 and works in our 2nd Division. Again, we are extremely fortunate these two officers will recover.
Several military ballots cast for President Trump have been recovered after federal authorities opened an unspecified investigation regarding mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania. The U.S. Attorney's Office in the Middle District of Pennsylvania releasing a statement saying they're looking into this situation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is still hopeful for a new stimulus package.
We continue to work with Congress on a bipartisan basis to pass a Phase 4 relief package. I believe a targeted package is still needed, and the administration is ready to reach a bipartisan agreement.
Mnuchin, testifying before a Republican-led Senate hearing, admitting that those hit hardest by the coronavirus pandemic need more help. Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell also testifying. President Trump is set to deliver remarks in Charlotte, North Carolina regarding health care. Then the president will head to Jacksonville, Florida for a campaign rally tonight. Meanwhile, with 40 days before the November election, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has once again called a lid on the day's activities, which means basically expect no activity from Biden. Retail giant Target getting ready for the holiday season, hiring 130,000 people. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Vice President Mike Pence hitting the campaign trail on Thursday. The vice president in Wisconsin talking about trade.
Closer to home, I don't have to tell people out in the heartland about the impact of NAFTA. And did you know from the time President Clinton signed NAFTA into law, there were 60,000 factories that closed in the United States. And many of those jobs went south of the border. Many of them went overseas. In all of his years in office and as vice president, Joe Biden never lifted a finger to fix NAFTA or to renegotiate the deal with our neighbors to the north and the south in a way that would put American jobs in the city and on the farm first. But thanks to President Donald Trump, NAFTA is history, and the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement is here to stay, and it's a win for American jobs and American farmers.
President Trump did win Wisconsin in 2016, but is trailing by 6 points to former Vice President Joe Biden. Senators agree there's a need for a new economic rescue package, but that's about it.
Although there have been positive economic signs in recent months, Americans continue to struggle with and feel the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic and still need relief.
Idaho Republican Senator Mike Crapo addressing a hearing today and saying Democrats haven't accepted Republicans' effort to provide such relief. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.